This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to Klaus Financial's Money in Motion. I am Michael Coolidge. Joining us here, as they do every week, Steve and Malia from Klaus Financial. Malia and Steve, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Yes, happy Leap Day 2016.
Yeah, it's awesome. Last, you mentioned earlier, what a beautiful day today.
Yes, that extra day of the year we all get.
We're gonna.
You had a good weekend, Malia?
Malia, you had...
Say that again?
We're going to try to make the most out of it, Mike.
Yes, exactly. It's like a free day we have almost here. This is, of course, Klaus Financial's Money in Motion. Answer to all your retirement questions in one place. For more information, go to klausfinancial.com. We're going to have our Klaus Quiz question of the week later on. And the winner this week, who calls into 815-877-8440, that's 877-8440, with the correct answer to the Klaus Quiz question of the week question, wins a $25 gift card to the Olive Garden. So we will be asking that question later. Keep your ears perked. All right. Steve and Malia, can we get a quick sort of rundown of the markets? I know we talked the last couple weeks about the roller coaster, but things have stabilized a little bit. What are you currently seeing in the markets?
Well, they actually have stabilized some, Mike. In fact, last week, the markets being the S&P 500 and the Dow were both up about a little over 1.5%. However, obviously, they're down year-to-date still. But when you look at it again, you always hear us talking about long-term planning and goals and investment diversification and sticking to your strategy. Again, it still plays out over the course of time, although there will be ups and downs as we're going through those cycles. In reality, most of the government numbers have come out for January, and personal income actually went up about 0.5%. Disposable personal income was also up about 0.5% in January. When you look at inflation, it's still, extremely low and very much within the Fed's parameters. We're looking at an inflation rate of roughly 1.7%, and for the most part, the Fed's target has been at a 2% inflation rate on average over the years, so very much in line there. When you look again at our economy and the United States in general, we are a consumer-oriented country and always have been. So when we look at household spending growing a little bit, there's just some additional added confidence over the long term. Sometimes people will say, in my own situation, I feel very strong. But when the consensus comes out in general, they're not sure how everybody else is.
Malia, did you have anything to add about the markets and how things are going?
No, I think Steve summarized it really well. What we like, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yep, you're good.
What we ask our listeners is if they want a consolidation of really what's happening in the markets. We offer that to all our listeners. If they go to our website, they can actually subscribe free of charge, of course, to our Market Pulse. That comes out on a weekly basis and kind of summarizes everything that Steve's talking about, just so our listeners can be educated about what's going on in the markets and hopefully give them some stabilization in their brains after listening to a week of media.
How can our listeners subscribe to Market Pulse, which I understand is free?
Yes,
it is free.
Go to our website, and they will see a tab there that they can go ahead and sign up for with their email addresses.
Very nice. All right. Now, I know Steve mentioned it, and we talk a lot about IRAs on our show, individual retirement accounts. If you're lucky enough, some employers offer plans for IRAs as well. Can you talk about that?
That's a good question, Mike. In fact, there are various types of government-allowed type programs, depending on the type of employer you work for. Most individuals and yours talk about it frequently, called 401k plans for the vast majority of employers. For individuals that may work at a government office or through a nonprofit such as a hospital or a church, they could have a different type of retirement plan called a 403b, or TSA is the old terminology that was used in the past, that's basically allows an individual to put in the same amount of dollars as a 401k. It's just is really more based on the type of employer. There's another plan out there, again, for governmental and certain non-governmental type employers called a 457 plan, which is really just an add-on retirement plan for certain employers that allows people to put even a little bit of extra money away. One of the differences between the 457 plans you heard me talk about and all the others is the fact that with those types of plans, even if you retired prior to age 59 and a half, there's no 10% early withdrawal penalty, as you hear us talking about with regard to IRAs and various other plans of that nature. Now, with regard to 401k plans and 403b plans, if an individual is age 55 or older when they retire, again, as we pointed out in the past, you can actually withdraw dollars from the 401k plan while it's still at your employer without that 10% early withdrawal penalty. Once you roll it over as an IRA, then we have all the normal rules. Again, then you run into the age 59 and a half, 10% early withdrawal penalty if you try to pull out of those. There are a few exceptions that are allowed by the IRS. So we always, again, will suggest you work with a professional to help guide you through that process. When you look at the investment choices you have within most employer plans, more times than not, you will normally see anywhere from 7 to 12 different investment choices. Usually within those choices, you'll have a money market and or a fixed interest rate account for people that want to be ultra conservative. But as you've heard us say more than once, for people that become that are invested too conservatively, it might be age 100 before they can actually retire and accumulate enough money.
Huh. Yeah, and that's I know time is your friend when you're talking about accumulating wealth and your 401k and any of your retirement plans increasing. And one thing I know that is a huge bonus. Again, if you're lucky enough to work for an employer who offers a match, what about if your employer offers a match?
Well, that's our favorite word, free money. And that's not something Steve and I can offer to you, unfortunately, but free money is often what we see with the employer matching your contribution into your plan. Now, there are situations where employers do not offer a match. There's other employers that will just give you money without you needing to contribute. Those are few and far between. But the point is that if your employer matches, say, up to 3%, and you are not putting in your 3%, you're just leaving money on the table. You're not getting that match, and that is really not thinking things through, because we're talking about your retirement, and that is what's most important here. And after 2008, we did see employer plans kind of retrench. They were getting their companies going according to the down of the market, and they did take away some of that contribution. But most of them have brought it back in some form. So we would just ask that you make sure you're taking full advantage and adding to your 401k or other retirement plan that you might have at work and not leaving money on the table.
Yes. And again, if you are you're lucky enough to work for a company that offers matching contributions, that is indeed free money. Take advantage of that. All right, we're going to take a break and continue with Stephen Malia from Kloss Financial. After this, on the Michael Kugel Show, these segments are sponsored by Kloss Financial. Don't go anywhere.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back on Kloss Financial's Money in Motion. Again, we're going to be doing the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week shortly. 815-877-8440 is the number to call Kloss Financial, not just to answer the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, but if you want a free sit-down consultation with Kloss Financial, they will help you. And if you have a question for us live on the air, feel free to call in to 815-398-9765. That's 815-398-WROK. Before the break, we were talking about IRAs with Stephen Malia. I have a question. How long can I have to contribute to my IRA or my corporate retirement plan? What's the length of time that I can contribute to that?
That's a good question, Mike. For the traditional IRA accounts, if you're contributing to an IRA, you can no longer contribute to a traditional IRA after you turn age 70 and a half, which is that time frame for those required distributions. However, if you're with an employer and still working after age 70 and a half, and you do not have 5% or greater ownership in that company, you can continue to contribute to a 401k and even defer pulling any money out of it until you actually retire. So there are some differences in those plans. You know, you've heard us talk about Roth IRAs and,
yes,
and Roth 401ks before.
Which is a relatively new thing, a Roth 401k, right?
It is. It has become more popular in the last few years. They both, like you said, have come out probably in the last 5 years or so. But again, when you take a look at the Roth 401k, same thing for contributions. If you're over 70 and a half and still working for that employer, can continue to contribute with the Roth accounts. As you may remember, you really do not have required minimum distributions where you have to start taking money out, unlike the IRAs. So for the Roth IRAs, you have a little bit more flexibility as well in contributing. The key ingredients there is you still also need to be working, however, for the Roth IRAs and IRAs.
Now, that is, and so again, but you can be working, but after 70 and a half, as long as you don't own 5% or more of the company, you cannot contribute anymore.
In an IRA.
Okay.
In the 401k, you still can while you're working.
Another special note that a lot of people don't know, as Steve was talking about with the Roth 401k options out there, when you have to start pulling your required minimum distributions, and we've talked about that quite a bit on this show, which is
RMDs.
70 and a half. If you have a Roth 401k, you actually do have to pull distributions from a Roth 401k. So we do recommend to our clients to transfer those over, roll them over into a Roth IRA. It's one of these little, you know, strange provisions. There's a few of those with the IRS, and it doesn't make a lot of logical sense, but that is a stipulation.
Very true, Malia. In fact, then, as you pointed out, when you transition or roll over your Roth 401k to a Roth IRA, then you no longer have to do the required minimum distributions.
Right.
It is a quirk.
Yeah. So explain, please, if you will, where my future retirement income will come from then.
Well, and this is a good question for you, Michael. All I can tell you today is start putting money away as soon as possible for yours.
Yes.
But retirement income used to be what we call a four-legged stool. Most people had their retirement savings, their personal savings, perhaps a pension, and then Social Security. And what we've seen is this four-legged stool for most people has been reduced to a three-legged stool because quite a large percentage of Americans no longer have a pension available to them. And for those that do have a pension, they always question whether or not it's going to be there tomorrow. So because those are going away in the private sector, Social Security is something people need to make sure that they're contributing to, especially if they're self-employed. We see a lot of people perhaps not reporting the amount of income that they should be. They want to make sure they're maxing out their Social Security so it's there for them. And obviously, since we're short on the pension for many people, that's why we need to beef up our retirement savings. All these different accounts Steve is talking about, the 403Bs, 401Ks, et cetera. Take advantage of the free money, making sure that you're maxing out. This year we can put away as much as $18,000 if we're under the age of 50 in those plans, and an additional catch-up contribution can be done too. We do need to have earned income to add to our IRAs. You need to remember that. You can't just put money in just because you feel like it. You actually have to have earned income.
Earned income is important, yeah. You can't just have money sitting aside somewhere and then contribute to that, right?
Correct.
Okay. And I know you've talked, too, about written retirement plans. You should have a written plan, right?
Yes, Mike. In fact, what we're really talking about there is, as you hear us talk each week with regard to having a goal, objectives, what are your targets? when would you like to retire? How much income are you trying to replace? How many dollars have you been saving in your retirement plans? You know, the other point we try to make for people is even if your employer does not have a match, it's still very, very important that you contribute to your 401k plan that exists, because it is your retirement accumulation. As Malia pointed out, with pensions for the most part no longer existing, it's even more critical for people to put money away on their own.
Yes. So the four-legged stool, extremely important. Retirement savings, personal savings, and Social Security. And if you're lucky enough to work for an employer or a government agency that has a pension, the pension sometimes is that fourth-legged stool. 815-398-9765 is our phone number. We do have time for any calls. If you have any retirement questions at all, 815-398-WROK. This is your chance to ask an expert live on the air any questions you have about retirement and savings and 401ks versus or Roth 401ks versus Roth IRAs. And the required minimum distribution, I know, is an issue that people talk about. Anything else, Steve?
Yes, I think when I was referring to a written retirement plan before, what we also encourage people to do is, from a planning standpoint, it's quite comprehensive. It's not only just accumulating for your own retirement. It's, do you have the legal documents that you need? What about the income tax aspects of things? Do you have the insurance coverages that are important for your overall planning to protect your estate as it does grow and accumulate? When you decide you want to retire, and you hear us talking about various points or various ages when you can actually start Social Security, all of that plays into your plan. So what we not only encourage is having a written plan, but it's very important to review that at least annually to see what changes, adjustments may be needed. If you have a long ways to retirement, those adjustments can be minor. If you're very close to retirement and way off course, it could be some major adjustments and corrections, which even could necessitate working longer than originally thought out.
Yeah, I mean, this is a time of the year, I know, where you're putting a lot of your financial documents in order and you're getting things ready, perhaps for your tax preparer, or if you're doing your taxes by yourself. What better time to look over your financial stuff than right now? And, to check to see if you have some sort of retirement plan. And if you don't, give Kloss Financial a call, 815-877-8440, 815-877-8440, or go to KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. Malia, anything else you would like to add about anything we talked about this week before we say goodbye?
Well, for our listeners who are afraid to write something down in pen with regards to their retirement plans, we often like to tell people it's actually written in pencil, meaning that, as Steve said, things change. We know people, actually in our listening audience, a lot of people are with certain companies that are restructuring and they've recently been let go. And it's important to reach out to someone who's qualified to listen and maybe fix up that retirement plan, erase a little bit, and adjust it according to need. It's important to really look at, that's why our show is called Money in Motion. Things are always moving in your life, and your money probably is too. So we like to sit down with people and make sure that they're headed down the right path and see what adjustments might need to be made.
Very, very true, Malia, very true. And as you pointed out, with the idea of having that plan written in pencil, it's not in stone. It is adjustable. It needs to be adjustable. It even should be adjusting during retirement, because you point out your money is always in motion. Life is constantly changing. That is a key ingredient.
Yeah, and again, you've got these constant reminders of, all right, you should be contributing this amount to this month, to this fund, and that month. But yeah, sometimes things happen. Emergencies occur. You have a child who decides they want to go to college, or a child decides, hey, you know what? I'm not going to finish up college here. I have an opportunity that I'm going to do someone else. You might have some extra money that you had set aside for your college. I know a couple people in that situation, and it's like, okay, I'm sad you're not going to finish college, but this money here,
true,
maybe we can put into another fund. So you always want your money, I know, working for you. not just sitting under a mattress. You guys do not recommend sticking money under mattresses, correct?
No, we don't. The mice will eat the money. You know, the other part of with regard to investing for your retirement future is that right now you hear us talking about, you know, the markets are down. That means they're on sale. Mm-hmm. So by putting more money in now, you're actually buying more shares at a lower price. That's a plus. Short term, maybe it doesn't feel that way, but long term, you're going to be far, far ahead when you're buying stuff at a discount.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you know, when you see the Dow Jones Industrial tanking, that isn't necessarily good. But as we've seen, you know, they've stabilized over the last couple of days. It's not a time to panic if you see all of a sudden that the Dow is down by 500 or something like that. If you have your money invested smartly with people like Klaus Financial, look at the big picture, and you shouldn't have a whole lot to worry about. Steve and Malia, thanks so much for joining us, as you do every week. The Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Don't worry, we will get into that after the break. Stay with us.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.